prices. I'm Marie Corsetti, Fox News. Inflation is one of the key topics President Biden plans to discuss during his first visit to the Middle East. The president then heads to Saudi Arabia in pursuit of oil. And it comes as the latest Consumer Price Index report shows prices year over year for everyday goods are up yet again.
Eggs have increased by 33% over a year ago. Milk prices are up more than 16%. And cooking fats like butter and margarine, they're also up more than 26%. Many people in the food business still don't expect prices to dramatically come down anytime soon because energy prices and labor costs are still very high.
Fox Business's Lydia Hugh. Recent polls show the economy and inflation are some of the top concerns for voters ahead of the 2022 midterm elections. This, as the latest New York Times Siena College poll suggests, Latino voters are not impressed with President Biden. 63% of Latino voters would nominate a different Democrat, while only 33% would nominate Biden for another term.
Jose Aristimuño is a former Democratic Party spokesman and Obama administration official.
I think Joe Biden's got a couple of years left until we go into re-election, and in politics, that's light years away. So I'm optimistic things will look a whole lot different after we get through the midterms.
Kellyanne Conway served as senior counselor to former President Trump, and she says the weak numbers are not a surprise.
They have completely lost connective tissue with Hispanic Americans who are very concerned about immigration, not open borders.
Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Meanwhile, a former CIA software engineer accused of causing the biggest theft of classified information in CIA history has been convicted at a New York City retrial. A jury reached the guilty verdict against Joshua Schultz on Wednesday. Schultz chose to act as his own defense attorney, calling himself a scapegoat for an embarrassing public release of a trove of CIA secrets by WikiLeaks in 2017. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A Democratic senator is calling out Amazon for what he says could be a violation of privacy.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Edward Markey made a letter from Amazon public in which the company admits providing Ring doorbell footage to police without subscriber consent. The Amazon letter says it's happened 11 times this year, adding that Ring found there was an imminent danger of death in each case. Markey says his concern of Amazon recording and tracking citizens and sharing the video could be a civil liberty violation. Amazon says more than 2,000 law enforcement agencies have enrolled in an app that allows residents to share their own Ring videos, but there are concerns on how the footage is used.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Meanwhile, harsh words coming out of the Twitter versus Elon Musk legal battle. The social media company accuses Musk of bad faith and outlandish actions that have caused Twitter harm and wreaked havoc on its stock prices. It comes after Twitter sued the Tesla CEO on Tuesday, trying to force him to complete his $44 billion takeover of the social media company. Musk alleges that Twitter had failed to provide enough information about the number of fake accounts on its service. After Twitter filed a lawsuit, Musk tweeted, quote, "Oh, the irony, LOL." Plus, a major advocacy group has issued a new report that finds social media companies are unsafe for LGBTQ plus users.
One of the largest LGBTQ plus advocacy groups, GLAAD, issued its second annual Social Media Safety Index, giving all platforms essentially failing grades on protecting LGBTQ plus users. With TikTok receiving the worst score, 43 out of 100, Instagram ranking highest at 48 out of 100, the report concluded that 40% of all LGBTQ adults and 49% of trans and non-binary people do not feel safe on social media. The report found 66% of LGBTQ users experience harassment online, 54% reported severe harassment like stalking and doxing.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.